Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Bridget.
Hello.
Hey Bridget, great to have you with us again.
Good to be here.
Now, for our Heartbeat this week, Rosemary spoke about a book that she'd been reading by Father Walter Jeck, and it's called He Leadeth Me. And it's interesting, when she talked about this book, I'd only heard about it myself, this book, like a few weeks beforehand.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so it was just interesting that she brought up, I haven't read it, but, you know, when you're like, oh, I've randomly heard of that.
Yeah.
Interesting. But she tells the story of this father who was in a concentration camp and he goes through real times of suffering, and it causes him to turn to God when he has nothing else around him, nothing that he would usually know in his everyday life. And it says he asks questions, things like, why, Lord, why such suffering? And I was thinking about the story and thinking, in terms of the suffering, I can't relate. I don't know what it's like to be in a concentration camp. I've never had that extreme, so I can't talk about that. It did make me think about the story of Father Maximilian Kolbe, who was in a concentration camp, and some people were chosen to be put to death, and he actually gave up his life. He kind of swapped with someone. So it did remind me of that story. But in terms of suffering and that experience, I don't know what that's like. I do know for my own story, hardships that I've gone through, which I think all of us have hardships, but not all of us can relate to that
the
type
extreme.
Of suffering.
Yeah.
That, yeah. Yeah. So therefore, I want to go talk about this story from the perspective of when we have things, let's say, really stripped back in our faith, how much is our reliance just on God?
Yeah.
When the things that we're used to all the time aren't there anymore, it's all about Him. And the time for me where I've experienced that probably the most was only in the last few years when we've had the COVID pandemic.
Right.
When we've had a shutdown of just not even our churches, but like everyday life things.
Yeah.
Where it really makes you question, oh my gosh, like my routine's gone. And not even my routine. I can't go down to local shops as easily. I can't do this. I can't do that because of, you know, all the restrictions that were put on us. For me, there was that anxiousness at that time because what you know is gone.
Yeah.
But God's not gone.
Yeah.
And I remember like having to lean into Him more or like pray, God, what are you saying? Like, what does this mean? And like, I know what that experience is like for me.
So to Emma, just to interrupt you there, I had a baby in COVID.
You did. Yes.
And it was my fourth baby, so I wasn't unfamiliar with what was going to happen. And I distinctly remember like leaning over the bed in labor before I even got to a birth seat. So this was like early
labor.
Early labor. But my husband wasn't allowed in the hospital. And I was all by myself. And I had those exact thoughts. God, what are you doing? Like, this is not how this is meant to be. But it was a real moment of, I got nothing else right now but to call on
God
to be here with me and to help me through this.
Yeah,
it was chaos.
And so, like, I think if we look at this story from that in our own lives, then we go, okay, so where are those times in our life where we've really needed to lean in and say, God, would you lead me here? Or would you just be with me, give me peace? And, like, one of the things I've written down is that when things are taken away and we're floundering, that's when we can have an increase of love and dependence on God. I'm pretty sure I've just written down Rosemary's exact words, so I won't say they're mine. But we can have an increase in love and dependence on God if we allow it.
Yeah.
Like, so we really, like you gave that example then, okay, I'm going to lean into you now, God. This is what, like, and really that when we strip everything back, all we have is him.
Yeah.
But we have to decide to allow him to be all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like one of the scriptures that Rosemary shared was in Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed. I will give you strength.
Mm.
Like just that reminder from God that those times when we can fear because we are going through hardship, trying to turn back to him because he's the one who continues to be there and gives us that strength all the time. Yeah. It also made me think about what are the kind of things that maybe we put in front of God?
Mm.
And maybe it is our routine.
Yeah.
Things have to be done a certain way.
Yeah.
I think we could even question the different things we do in our faith life at times. What are things that we hold up to be, this has to happen this way?
Yeah. Yeah.
But maybe it doesn't. Mm. Now, we'd all have to answer that for ourselves.
Sure.
So, you know, it's hard to kind of give example in that sense. But I think just that strong reminder of it's all about him in our lives. I've just written down, like, we need to trust in the power of God totally. Mm. Our faith must be in God alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I loved that. At one point, Rosemary said, what we go through has the option to tear us apart or to make us stronger.
Yeah.
And it's so easy, I think, when we are facing those times of hardship to roll over and go, oh, admit defeat.
Yep.
I'm done. This is too hard.
Mm.
Or even if it's not hardship, even if it is, just like you said, in changing some of those things that we are putting before God, not too hard, right?
Mm.
Dieting, Emma.
Yeah.
Exercise.
Yep.
Like all of those things, what are we saying? Rolling over, no, too hard.
Mm. Mm.
But then she followed up with, but it's God's grace that makes us stronger.
Yeah. Mm.
So we shouldn't allow things to tear us apart. Although it's hard, we shouldn't allow ourselves to roll over and admit defeat in those moments. Rather, we should be turning our gaze to him and saying, God, send me your grace.
Your grace, yeah.
And then it's not in our power. We are not doing it by ourselves. It doesn't – it's not onerous. It doesn't take over you, but it allows that, you know, that presence of God to come into those everyday things.
And to help you go through that situation because they're not always taken away. But we're given the grace to walk through
it.
I've just written down, take up your cross and follow me, to be Christ's disciples. Just how we all have those crosses, exactly what you're just talking about, to bear that are our struggles. But we follow Christ by saying, would you give me your grace? Like just our turn to him.
Yeah.
Our turn to him, like it just makes me think of how we're saying to God, I want to do this life with you, God. And so, therefore needing to ask for that grace. So I've just, my last comment is God will bring strength, peace and courage. So, okay, well, I think the weekly challenge, I've just, what have I written here? If we strip everything back and just turn to God, just having him as our sole focus.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the weekly challenge, which is hard. It's hard to take away those things that maybe we put in front of God in our life. But that is the challenge.
Yes. Identify those and strip it back.
That's it. So we hope that you've really enjoyed that chat. Maybe it's given you a lot to think about for this week. And we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
See you later.